We're here today to deal with a problem that requires immediate action.
Assault weapons ban is an issue. The president has supported
sale, the transfer, the importation.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't want one person in a school armed.
Urgent action.
Talking to my boy, all of a sudden we heard a big bang.
My father was military. He taught me to respect a gun.
You should check someone's criminal record before they can check out a gun cell.
And the president and I are determined to take action.
So as national policymakers and lobbyists grapple with the issue of gun violence, mental health, and gun controls, who is carrying the argument where you live? We've decided to reach out to all of you in the Takeaway family to nominate people with interesting, provocative ideas for changing things at the local level on gun control, on violence issues. You'll be hearing lots of voices from around our various listening communities in the coming weeks. Here in Austin, Susanna Gracia Hupp has a very personal experience with what gun control means. More than 20 years ago, she witnessed the death of her parents at the hands of a gunman at the Luby Cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. 23 people were killed and dozens more injured in that incident until 2007, the Virginia Tech shooting. The Luby's massacre was the deadliest rampage to ever take place in the United States. She joins us, Susanna Gracia Hupp, the author of From Luby's to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control, right here in the studio in KUT Austin,
Thank
Texas.
You.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
being
for
here.
Having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Now, you took the issue of gun control into the legislature based on your own personal experience because of a detail that came to light at that Luby's incident. You had a firearm.
Yes, actually, I wasn't the only one. As time went on, I discovered that a lot of people had firearms out in their vehicles, where at the time in Texas, that was the only place we could legally carry them.
So you had a firearm. It was out in the vehicle by law.
Correct.
And you'd wished that you'd had it with you.
Yeah, and I actually used to carry a gun illegally in my purse. I was convinced to do so by a patient of mine who was the assistant DA in Houston. He said to me one time, he said, you know, Susie, you don't see this stuff. You don't see the violence like I do. And he was right. I grew up in a fairly upper middle class neighborhood and had never really been around any violence. But he convinced me to begin carrying, at that time, illegally. But I did what most normal people do. You know, you figure, what are the odds? What are the odds that you're going to need a gun? So I began leaving it in my car because I didn't want to lose my license to practice.
Do you believe that your parents would be alive today if you had that gun in that restaurant?
Yes, I do. And obviously that point can be argued. But one point that I don't think anyone can argue with is that it would have changed the odds.
Let's talk about how you took that personal experience into the legislature. What laws did you get changed?
Well, I don't want to take...
Of course not.
People always give me credit for it. And frankly, I wasn't even in the legislature the year that we changed that. It was then-Senator Jerry Patterson carried the water on that bill, and I testified, and I'd like to think my testimony made a difference.
And the law changed so that you could carry.
Yes. It allowed us to carry if you jump through certain hoops, like in many other states. If you jump through hoops and you get a background check and you get fingerprinted and you prove your proficiency, you can get a concealed carry permit.
Now, the argument that you just made about your own experience at that terrible Luby shooting back in the 90s is precisely the argument that the NRA seems to be making about having armed guards in elementary schools in the wake of the Newtown massacre. Would you agree with that sort of approach?
No. Look, I love the NRA. I think they very often speak for many of us gun owners or as Second Amendment believers. To me, this is a simple fix, honestly. Here in Texas, and frankly in almost every state in the country now, people can jump through hoops and carry a weapon. If they prove that they are not a felon, if they prove certain things, they can carry a weapon. And yet, for some reason, we're treating our teachers like second-class citizens. We say, everybody else, you legislators, you doctors, you radio hosts, everybody else can carry a gun and protect themselves, but not you. And so where do these guys go? Name me one place where a mass shooting has occurred where guns were allowed. These creeps go where they know they can rack up a high body bag count every single time. And it's so frustrating to me because it's so obvious to me.
Now, I don't quite understand. Are you saying then that you want weapons to be in elementary schools because it would be a deterrence to people like Adam Lanza.
Yes. What I am saying that's different than the NRA is that I don't think my school should have to go out and hire armed guards. I think they should allow the teachers who can carry out in the real world at restaurants. I think they should also be allowed to carry on the job in their school system, in their classroom.
Although in certain cases, maybe the math teacher is going to want to carry a gun, the gym teacher might want to carry a gun, but the biology teacher isn't going to want to carry a gun. And if there are guns in some classes and not in other classes, I mean, it could possibly create a chaotic and dangerous situation.
Well, and then if you don't mind, let me clarify. I'm not saying arm all teachers. Again, I want to make that crystal clear. I'm saying any teacher who wants to jump through the hoops. And we do have some school districts here in Texas where they're already doing that. And I seriously doubt we'll see any of these mass shootings in those schools. As far as assault weapons, that's kind of a bugaboo for me. I've been trying to explain to my children what an assault weapon supposedly is. You know, it's a made-up name. The average person and the average reporter that I've dealt with thinks that an assault weapon is a rapid-fire weapon. They're picturing, you know, the old Tommy guns. They're picturing a machine gun. And that's not what they are.
Although you can get 29 bullets off in 30 seconds, as the shooter in Aurora did with these semi-automatics.
A semi-automatic, you are now talking about my guns. A semi-automatic is not a machine gun. It's however fast you can pull the trigger. That goes for a revolver. That goes for the guns that I carry. It's as fast as you can pull the trigger.
And we saw that in Newtown, exactly that in Newtown.
Absolutely.
You would put no restrictions on those guns or the high-capacity magazines.
No, you can't. If you put a restriction on a gun that you can get a bullet out every time you pull the trigger, you are then affecting every single gun out there.
All right. Well, that argument will probably be made by the National Rifle Association, meeting with federal officials in Washington this week. Susanna Gracia Hupp is author of From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control, right here in the state of Texas. Susanna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
A local voice from Texas on gun control. Here's another one.
I am a former member of the NRA. We don't need automatic or semi-automatic weapons. This way, even if someone does want to commit a horrific crime, the fact that they can't get a weapon that can kill many people quickly is, I think, a fact.
That's Silvio in New York. Thanks for that. He called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. It's The Takeaway. More local voices with local ideas on gun control in just a moment. Stay with us.